Have you ever felt the weight of being labeled all over the place because of your many passions? If so, let me ask you this. Are you ready to break free from the shackles of societal norms and boldly showcase your ability to innovate and turn vision into reality? Can you imagine aligning your passions, purpose, and profession without compromise? Well, you're not alone, and you're in the right place. I get it because I am you. I'm Jatia Jones of Jatia Jones Consulting, and I've walked the path of a multi-passionate. Welcome to the Confident and Courageous Clarity Podcast. Join me for inspiring conversations with multi-passionate CEOs who've turned their diverse passions into a force for change. We dive deep into our collective experiences, sharing invaluable lessons, and providing you with a strategic roadmap to manifest the life and business of your wildest dreams. This isn't just a podcast, it's a movement. And I'm not just your podcast host. I'm your partner in this dynamic journey. You, me, and the incredible community of multi-passionates. Get ready to unlock the confidence, courage, and clarity to help you become the world-changing multi-passionate CEO you were destined to be. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to another edition of the Confident and Courageous Clarity Podcast with me, Jatia Jones. Okay, let's dive in this week. Because, you know, a lot of people, you guys can tell me, actually, give me some feedback, comment below, but do you like shorter podcasts or longer podcasts? And I ask because a lot of people these days are trying to go to the shorter version of podcasts. Mainly because they're like, oh, nobody has time. They're not paying attention. You're not going to be able to grasp and keep their attention for a long extended period of time. And I know for me, I started ODing on podcasts when I was in Cuba land, miserable. And like, this ain't it. Some got to give. Let me come up with my magical idea to make some money so I can leave this place, right? And I was trying to like just fill my cup. I was trying to do personal and professional development via audiobooks and podcasts. So I OD'd. And so for me, the long podcast didn't bother me because they made the day go by because I was doing mindless things, which for me, I could listen and do the job, right? And then if there was something like really, really good, I would either pause what I was doing for work and then make notes. Or pause the podcast, finish using my mental power for work, and then go back to it so I can make notes. So that's just a quick segment and sidebar. But let me know what works best for you guys. But I did want to dive in because I didn't want this to be extremely long. Because you know, when I get to talking, I get to talking. But with that being said, this week's episode is all about the side hustlers, the solopreneurs, the employeepreneur, right? So I just shared a little bit about me when I was in Cube Land. And yes, I was a side hustler calling myself an employeepreneur because I had the businesses, but they were just more like expensive hobbies, right? Which is why it was a culture shock in so many different facets for me when I did quit my job. It wasn't the smooth transition that I thought it would be, even though my company was making consistent money at the time, right? And I'll go into some of the changes or things you experience when quitting a job, especially as a multi-passionate, multi-hyphenate individual in general, multi-skill, right? Because there are some things that we experience that others don't because of our makeup and who we are and how we function. But that's for another day, for another time. Today is all about the keys to success while you are still the employeepreneur at the job, okay? I've had the pleasure of working with multiple six and seven figure individuals. And they were able to miraculously grow their business to that level solo dolo. They may have one or two, maybe four contractors, right? To do different things like a podcast person or a virtual assistant or things of that nature. And so, but for the most part, bringing in the money, onboarding the clients, offboarding the clients, surveying the clients, following up with the clients, sending the emails, the marketing, it was all them. And for most of us, especially the employeepreneurs and the solopreneurs, we experience this as well because it's the vision that we have in our head, especially my mountain movers, my multi-passionates, my visionaries, disruptors, those of us who like to shake some shit up, right? You guys are gonna hear that a lot this season, but for us, we see it, right? And also for us, we're in a constant state of perfecting the process because we see the forest, but not the trees. And so each and every time we do it, we're refining it and making it better. And so it's not something that we can easily, confidently, or trustingly hand over to someone else to reproduce and duplicate, which is why most people don't grow a team, or which is why most people are like, I don't want a team. Because they don't trust that things would be done at the level of excellence, or it's too much work to even get them onboarded and, indoctrinating into your methodology of how you do things because you've just been doing them. You have not been documenting them. Hershey me is guilty as charged. When I brought on my first virtual assistant, you guys, it was so much work. It was so much work preparing my stuff just so that they could help me because there was a method to my madness, as I called it. But my nomenclature for saving things and where my process for saving things, there was a method to my madness. It made sense to me. And even sometimes it didn't even make sense to me. And it would take me 500 years just to search for things to find the thing that I was looking for, right? And so, to be able to get things in place so that you guys have heard me say before, help me help you help us, for them to be able to even be able to help me was time consuming. And I really, really wished I had someone to help guide me through that, navigate me through that. I did sit down with a specialist at one point in time, and they kind of gave me that shell of what like my Google Drive should look like. And I kind of stuck to it, but didn't. And then I found another person that was like, oh, your stuff is too complicated. Because, of course, I have an enterprise mindset. So in my head, it's a whole HR department. So there's a folder for HR, and underneath that is stuff, and underneath that is stuff, and underneath that is stuff. We're not just going to have a podcast folder. No, that goes under marketing and advertisement. It just does because that's the whole purpose of the podcast is to spread awareness, right? And they're like, no, you just need a podcast folder so your admin can easily find it. No, my admin just needs to know where to get it. But I did listen to that person and simplify things, and it still doesn't really make sense to anybody else because they're looking underneath other folders for things, not thinking that there was just a podcast folder. And so I just share all of this because while you are still at the 9 to 5, while you are an employeepreneur, side hustler, solo dolo for real, solopreneur, entrepreneur, like you're making the money, things are functioning, even though it is just you, like you're bringing in the income and having the impact that you desire. I beg of you, begin to document, document, document. If you have sent out a version of the same email 500 times every time you bring in a new client or sell a new thing or send out a thank you or anything like that, I need you to go pull them and turn it into a template. Turn it into a template. Put it in a Google Doc. So that when you bring on your virtual admin or whoever, you can just share the link with that person. They will have access to your template so that they can confidently send things out effectively and in your at your level of excellence. Make help help me help you help us. Help them help you help all y'all. Okay. So that's the purpose of this episode, is to just point these things out to you, share some tips and tricks that I use. And of course, there are things coming out every other day, you guys, whether it's some type of software template or just a new way of doing things, because people are sharing their ideas so much on social media that we are bombarded by so much. It's like, what works, what doesn't work? And honestly, you do have to just try for you, because I'm gonna say, who's gonna check you, boo? But try the thing, see if something works better than what you're currently doing, right? But for me, I use Tango, and I'll drop the link below. And depending on what you're doing, it can be very effective to create an instruction manual for a virtual assistant, right? So like, it logs and tracks things that you're clicking on, but it has to be something online at this time. And it'll take screenshots and capture things for you. And you can tweak it for the things that it does not catch. But that's one of my favorite things that I use right now. Also, Google Drive, like, it's free unless you need extra storage. So for those of you just starting out, it's the real deal Holyfield. Have your documents in there because you can easily share. Set up folders for things that you constantly do. You know, a tax folder, things for contracts. So you know where to go look for said contract for whether coaching, mediating, yoga, and you can always update them. So always put, you know, some kind of dated format in the bottom corner so you know the last time it was updated. Because as you evolve, so will your services, so will the things that you offer that you need to highlight, amend, update, subtract from your contracts. Okay. So Google Drive, Tango. I use Asana. Trello is a runner-up. I've tried Trello, but for whatever reason, I don't know. I like Asana better. And again, try for yourself. But these are things where you can do project management and share it with other people. So if they're working on part of the project, you know, they can add in when things are done, where they are, if they have questions, notes, comments, edits, and you can see how things are moving along in the process to hold everybody accountable. These are just things that you grow, because for me, one of the biggest things that I've seen is that we all have different runways of burnout, right? I can go longer than you. These people out here that I've worked with that are making the 6 and 7 figures solo dolo, a lot of them are hitting the burnout and they're ready to structure the business so that they can actually live the life of their dreams. You guys know this is the sole purpose of, you know, why I preach what I preach and the things that I share, because I want you to do what you love and make money doing what you love so you can live the life of your dreams. Stop just dreaming about it, right? And so for a lot of them, it's not till they hit 6 and 7 figures that they start to hit burnout. And they're like, I'm done. I'm tired. I want to bring somebody in. I want to scale. I want to grow so I can get out of the all position, stop being the bottleneck that's stopping my business from growing to a point where I can be free and sit on an island and it still functions and grows and has impact and help the people that I'm called to serve, right? And so then when I sit down with them, it's like, well, do you have a continuity guide or do you have a da 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 da? How do you? And it's like, no, no, no. And the thing is that they are me and I am she, like, right? And so it was like holding a mirror to myself. So I had to take the time to sit down and get my own house in order, which led me to create my own templates to be able to help them with templates, right? Because it's so much easier when somebody's telling you, okay, now you need a folder for this. Okay, now you need this. Okay, now you need that. When doing it by yourself can be extremely overwhelming because you're like, there's 550 different million pieces. And now you're telling me I got to take the time to sit there and go through all the emails that I've already sent and turn them into templates. When I'm supposed to be continuing to do the work to bring in more clients, I can continuously make this money. So it's a lot. I know it is. I get it. I do get it. So if you can start now, if you're at the very beginning, documenting how you do said things, organizing things so that it makes sense to others so you can hand them off. And if you're already at that six and seven figure mark, call me, and I can make it so much easier for you. And even if you're not, call me. Like, yours will be even, faster, to get it all set up and running smoothly and buy yourself back some time. Because once these things are in place, it saves so much more time than writing the same email pretty much over and over and over and over again. And depending on what platforms you're using, we can even use automation. So, like, when said thing is sold, they automatically get said email. It automatically fills in their first name or the product that they purchased, or, and you don't have to do these things. So people can buy things in your sleep, and you can wake up and they've been served to the level in which you would like for them to be served. And because I've been at this for a while, there are some things that I'll ask you, like, well, have you thought about it? And do you do this? And what about that? And how do you make this experience extra special for these individuals who, yes, you're called to help, but that has now also trusted you to use your service? How do you make them feel extra special? How do you show them gratitude and not just have it be transactional? Right? Remember, we're multi-passionates. We're passionate. We're about people over profit, which makes us actually have profit because they're not just feeling like, oh, one and done, right? On to the next. They're not feeling discarded. We know how important it is to feel seen, understood, and appreciated. So we want to also make sure those that trust us feel the same thing, right? So what do you have in place for that as well? And so we go through this in my VIP day that I have. And so still, this is something you can do by yourself. Now, is it sooner, quicker, faster, and less stressful and less anxious when you have someone with you? Yes. I pay for that because I don't want to think I just need it done because I need to go on to the next, right? That's where I am when I've hit this burnout and this brick wall is just tell me what to do. Like, it's such a relief when you have people you can trust who are knowledgeable and really serious and know their thing that can be like, okay, step one, okay, now do B, okay, now do C, and what about this? And I'm like, do, 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 and I'm knocking it out. So by the time we're done, it is done. And I can implement it. I've bought back some time. Same thing when it comes to strategic planning or content planning, like to sit down and somebody be like, and by the time 60 to 90 minutes is over, you have a whole quarter worth of content planned and scheduled. Yo, the relief that that provides, the freedom that you feel to just breathe and be and function in your zone of genius and not still trying to juggle all the balls of a business all at once. So, whether you want to invest in the help or not, these are the tips and tricks that I have for you this week. Please, I beg of you, go ahead and start to do this if you have not already, so that someone else can help you, help them, help everybody in the whole wide world, because somebody out here needs you. We need you. We're waiting on you. And you can serve more people and do more of what your heart desires when you're not having to do all of the things. So take the time to do the big things. I know it sucks to have take the time to sit there and do, but trust me, you'll appreciate it in the end because you won't ever have to do it again. And only like once a year will you have to go through your things and see what needs updated. So that's my tip for this week. Document your process as much. Every time you refine it, document, document, document. Do I have my papers over here? So, like, I just literally had my extra big sticky notes and I was writing everything on them because I'm refining my process even more. And I want to go ahead and automate it so I can do more of the stuff that I really love, like really help the people, but other people who are not ready to have the one-on-one interaction with me, whether financial, they're not ready to invest in themselves, or they don't believe in coaching, who knows? They can still be served. You're DIYing in the dark still, because I did that for like two years, because I was ashamed and embarrassed to not know what I didn't know, right? So I wasted a lot of time and a lot of money. But whatever the case may be, I still want them to be served while I'm doing the things that I love, or while I'm spending time with family and friends, or while I'm woosah so I don't hit a brick wall of burnout, right? So if you have any questions, let me know, comment below, ask them, I will respond. You can email them to info@jatiajones.com. I'll put all of this in the show notes, but yeah, that is one of the best things you could ever do. Whether you're wanting to stay an employeepreneur or wanting to jump ship and start your own thing and leave the world of societal norms, which you should do, in the constraints and limiting beliefs of traditional industries. Either way it goes, you need to document your process. Make things easier for yourself. Create templates for all the things that you do over and over and over again. Okay? So that's it for this week. I hope you have a marvelous, marvelous, marvelous Monday and an even better week. And I'll see you same time, same place next week. Bye. Thank you for tuning into another episode of the Confident and Courageous Clarity Podcast. I hope you found the incredible stories and insights shared to be helpful. Now, before you go, I want to take a moment to express my genuine gratitude to each and every one of you. Your commitment to aligning your passions, purpose, and profession is what makes this podcast community so special. If you resonated with any of today's episode, I encourage you to hit the subscribe button. By subscribing, you're not just joining a podcast, you're becoming a part of a movement that celebrates the brilliance of being multi-passionate. To amplify this movement, I need your help. Share this podcast with your friends, colleagues, and fellow multi-passionates. Let's create a ripple effect of empowerment and inspiration. Lastly, I'm eager to hear your thoughts. What stood out the most in today's episode? Drop a comment or share your takeaways on social media by using the hashtag Confident and Courageous Clarity Podcast. Your insights might just spark a connection or the clarity someone else needs. Remember, the power of multi-passionates lies in our collective journey, and by sharing our stories, not only do we inspire each other, but also break down barriers and redefine success on our own terms. Your support means the world, and together we're building a space where multi-passion meets purpose and dreams evolve into reality. Stay confident, stay courageous, and let's continue this transformative journey together. Until next time, keep thriving and becoming the world-changing, multi-passionate CEO you were destined to be. If you're not a part of the community and desire to join us, click the link in the show notes or visit jatiajones.com/community.